Thanks for joining us as we wrap up our month of focusing on prayer, 30 days of focusing on prayer. This last day of January, we want to look at Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Paul says this, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Our passage today is an answer to a question, actually two questions. So let's check them out. Here's the first question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who or what shall ever separate us from Christ's love? Well, Paul, the master teacher, engages his readers with this thought. He's explained the sovereign process. We have been predestined. We've been called. We've been justified. We've been glorified. But is there anything that could interrupt the path of salvation? Is there anything or anyone who could pull us off course? Could we do anything or could anything be done to us to negate our future glorification? That's the first question. The second question gets even more specific. Could trouble or hardship shake us loose from Christ? Could the loss of food or clothing cause the true believer to jettison the faith? Could danger cause such fear that we would fall away? Could persecution or even death disconnect us from Jesus? The answer to these questions is found in this passage. And Paul says, even the most difficult life experience, the most challenging life experience cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through all these things, we are conquerors. We are more than conquerors. What God has started, He will finish. Through His strength, we can overcome whatever lies in our path, and we can overcome it all the way to heaven. Think about this passage. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Through Him who loved us. That's the God that we get to have a conversation with. Prayer is simply communicating with God. Father, we don't know what lies ahead. We sometimes wonder if we'll be strong enough for whatever waits around the corner. But remind us that it is your strength, not ours, that makes us more than conquerors. Give us today the strength we need for this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.